Hey, good Monday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Memphis cult singer-songwriter Bob Frank has passed away, according to his label Light in the Attic. The Vietnam vet's gritty 1972 debut album, which painted scenes of drugs, homelessness, and prostitution, became a collector's item unbeknownst to him, and kind of like a Rodriguez story, some 30 years after he made that record for Vanguard and was dropped, he was working as an irrigation specialist in Oakland, California, when he discovered that copies of that debut were selling at $100 a pop. That led to a late-in-life renaissance. He re-emerged in the early aughts with a series of self-released albums. That label, Light in the Attic, re-released his debut. Memphis legend Jim Dickinson, of course, he produced Big Star and was the dad of Luther and Cody of the North Mississippi All-Stars, once called Bob Frank the greatest songwriter you never heard. Bob Frank, dead at 75. Well, it looks like Ryan Adams is emerging from his self-imposed exile following allegations that he sexually and psychologically abused multiple women. In a lengthy Instagram post, and a rambling one at that, the prolific singer-songwriter and roots rock mainstay said, quote, "I have a lot to say. I'm going to soon because the truth matters. I know who I am, what I am. It's time people know. Past time," end quote. Adams also posted a snippet of a new song called "I'm Sorry and I Love You" and a link to Black Sabbath's The Mob Rules. Hint, hint. Well, it's surprising to learn that the French alt-pop dance band Phoenix have been around for 30 years. They put out their debut 20 years ago called United, but they didn't have their big breakthrough till the aughts with Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix that spawned those hits 1901 and Listomania. Well, to celebrate those 30 years of existence, on October 15th, they are putting out a book called Phoenix, Liberté Égalité Phoenix. It's described as a superfan's chronicle of the evolution of the band. It features archived lyrics, photos, and it's accompanied by an oral history featuring interviews with each of the members of the band. Well, this just in from WWOZ in New Orleans on their Facebook page. They are reporting the sad news that Art Papa Funk Neville of the legendary Neville Brothers and the Meters has passed away at the age of 81. Art Neville was instrumental in bringing New Orleans funk sounds to the world. Of course, originally with the Meters, who in the 60s backed such legends as Alan Toussaint, Lee Dorsey, and even Robert Palmer. I mean, a real nice album. Think Sneakin' Sally Down the Alley. The Meters split up in 1977. Art formed the Neville Brothers with Aaron Charles and Cyril Neville. They became New Orleans ambassadors. Art reformed the Meters at an impromptu jazz fest gig in 1989 and played with them quite a bit. Art Neville, keyboardist of the Neville Brothers and the Funky Meters and Meters, has passed away at the age of 81. On this day in music history, July 22, 2005, research by an insurance company showed that listening to the wrong kind of music while driving can lead to aggression, distraction, and accidents. The study recommended, yes, do listen to songs like Hey Ya by Outkast, but avoid angry ones like The Prodigy's Firestarter. Birthdays: George Clinton, Rick Davies of Supertramp, Don Henley, Emily Saliers of Indigo Girls, and Rufus Wainwright. And that is a wrap for Music News. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!